Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Happy Wednesday to all of you. Today is the day I have to buy reading glasses that are stronger than what I've had in the past.
I'm sorry.
And I'm bummed about that.
How's that
feeling?
Because
I just cannot see anything anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I refuse to get bifocals. And so the reading glasses are the way to go. But what I have is not working.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the good news is you don't have to call them bifocals anymore. Now they're progressives.
Oh, that's a dumb name. I mean, bifocals isn't a great name, but progressives doesn't tell me much.
Yeah, well, yeah, mine actually have three. I got them run over, so I'm using reading glasses right now because when I was in Kentucky, they were my actual glasses were run over and destroyed.
Oh, so when you say you got them run over, I thought, did you pay someone to run over them?
Hey, would you do me a favor? Run over my glasses, please. No, I got out of the car and they fell because I usually hang them on my shirt. And they fell off and I didn't notice and I was in a hurry. And when I came back and found them, they were in several pieces. So they don't really work anymore. But they had three levels. So it was actually trifocals, but they don't have any line in them. So people can't tell.
I've had lengthy conversations with my eye doctor about it. And because I wear contacts, I really don't want it. It's harder to do bifocal contacts.
Yes.
Because they move, move around on your eye.
Right.
It can be done, but he's like, but you're not going to like it. So he's like, you may as well just
exactly
tough it out
what
with
you
reading glasses
hear
for a while.
Yeah, you want to hear that from your doctor. Okay, you're not going to like this, but, it is an option. Although, I do enjoy the blue frames. They make you look kind of like a superhero.
I know they are presenting a glare on video. I'm aware of that it makes it harder to see my face, and I only need them when I look down in front of me.
Yeah, uh-huh. Make sure you get the ones that have like the little half lenses, like the librarian glasses that have the tiny little lens and then the chain around the back. So you just take them off and let them hang. Those are awesome.
If I want to age 20 years right away, then yes, I can certainly do that.
And then put your hair up in a very severe bun and wear some pearls.
None of that's going to happen. Okay. Not at all. All right. Coming up, we have more to get to about the stadium sales tax extension set for 6 days from right now. It's interesting. And we'll get to this coming up. I'm sort of curious to know, and you can start to text this in now if you want advance of when we're going to talk about it. But I'm curious to know how you are making your decision. And what information you do not have yet that you feel like you need to make the decision? I've put a couple of things on Twitter in the last few days that are getting a lot of response. And a lot of what people are telling me is they haven't seen the CBA. They haven't seen the leases because they haven't been approved yet. That there's a lot of information that they either don't have or don't trust. I can't help you with the don't trust part. I get it. I'm having to educate people on what facts are I guess we can have that conversation. I think the problem is not trusting the facts that you're getting to be true. And then apparently the mayor said something this morning about a street, and that might be throwing the plans in flux. So all of that still to come this hour. But first, we want to get to the latest in the Baltimore bridge collapse. To my knowledge, the NTSB does not have a media briefing planned for today. But as you heard in ABC News, I think today is when they're hoping to get to the ship.
Yes, they're hoping to get out there. There are already boats in the area that are essentially just doing assessments of the damage right now and trying to come up with a plan, because the first thing they're going to have to do is move the boat. The second thing they're going to have to do and concentrate on is moving the pieces of the bridge that are still blocking the harbor. I mean, getting the harbor back open is job one. And as you heard, I mean, yesterday we talked some about this as well, that getting the 635 bridge back in order is, that's something that's going to take a very long time. But they're trying to expedite matters as quickly as they can, because it's a vital artery for that part of the country, for especially truck traffic to try to get through.
The other six workers that as of yesterday they were still looking for, they still have not found, but they are presumed dead at this point. I mean, it's been 30 hours now or whatever it's been.
Yeah,
more than that.
Made that switch right around 7 o'clock our time last evening. We just happened to be watching some of the latest developments, and they said at that moment that they had just switched from a search and rescue operation to a recovery operation, and that all six of them have, as you said, effectively been declared dead.
We are learning the nationalities of some of the workers that were on the bridge. I believe the two that we know about so far are from Mexico. So some of that is starting to come out. What are the conspiracy theories that people now have?
Yeah, you heard our morning show refer to this just a little while ago. And unfortunately, it didn't take long. We're almost used to this by now, as grating as it is, that within minutes of any disaster happening, there's conspiracy theories that pop up out of absolutely nowhere. And like most conspiracy theories, they make absolutely no sense. The first was a batch of them that said, this looks deliberate to me. We're being attacked for one thing or another. And it depends on whose ox is being gored, what the conspiracy theory is about the quote-unquote attack. This was not an attack. It was not deliberate. It didn't look deliberate. It looked like a boat that was disabled trying to get itself back righted. But, you know, why let the facts get in the way of a good story? So one social media pundit was positing that it was retaliation for calls by the Biden administration for a ceasefire in Gaza. In other words, blame the Jews. Boy, that's new. Never heard anything like that before. So on top of that, there were conspiracy theories related to Putin and Ukraine, conspiracy theories that just, you know, make, like we said, absolutely no sense. This is exactly what it looked like. But for some reason, people can't seem to accept that a disaster sometimes just happens.
Yeah. By all accounts, it appears to have been a horrible, horrible accident. Even the governor said that yesterday, that it appears to have been an accident. Now, who knows what we'll find out once the investigation continues? You know, maybe there was something they just didn't see or didn't notice. I mean, sometimes things go wrong without any evidence beforehand that they're going to. Maybe we'll find out that, you know, we talked about that pilot. There's two of them, and one that helps get them out of the harbor. Maybe the pilot did something wrong. Maybe mechanically it was an accident, but the pilot didn't do something at the right time, or didn't know how to do something. There's plenty of things that we may find out. So
sure,
we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, and why wait, right? Why wait for any of the information to come in? Like, what does the ship's telemetry, all of the gadgets that tell what happened, effectively the black box that they look at after an airplane crash, ships have a similar data recorder. So why wait for any of that to be analyzed? Just jump to conclusions and guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Do we really have to tell people not to go into the water and take pictures of themselves at the site of the horrible tragedy?
Apparently we do. Yeah, this was a discussion that took place. I believe we have the audio of this. This was a discussion that took place because in the aftermath, we didn't know for a little while that the only vehicles that were on the bridge at the time were in fact, and we had kind of posited that this might be the case because they had closed off traffic on the bridge, that the vehicles that went into the water may very well have been either the personal vehicles or the work vehicles of the guys who were doing the patching on the bridge. Turns out that is the case. So in the wake of all of that, before we knew that, the discussion started about what you should do if you find yourself in that position, whether you drive off a bridge accidentally or drive off of a boat ramp and end up in the water unexpectedly. So during that discussion, and it was Caitlin Collins on CNN who was interviewing an expert in safety and car safety and what to do in the case of. And here's what they had to say about what to do when you go into the water and, more importantly, what not to do.
You just mentioned presence of mind. I think that would be one of the biggest and toughest issues for anyone, which is, you know, staying calm if your car is suddenly submerged into water. It's the middle of the night. I mean, what's your advice in that scenario?
Well, we live in a society now when anytime there's an emergency, what's the first thing people do? They take out their cell phone and they want to film it. No, no, no. Go through these dress rehearsals in your mind. I call them fire drills for life. Do these what-if scenarios. Not only, listen, we have so many things that come up, active shooters, plane emergencies. This is another one to add to the list. And, you know, just spend a couple of dollars. That makes sense. Have that seatbelt cutter. Have that glass break. You know, sway yourself away. So God forbid this happens, you're good to go.
So that was Bill Stanton of the New York Police Department. And as he was saying that, I watched your face fall, Jamie. I mean, yes, we have to tell me, if your car is submerged in the water, don't film it.
Don't take video.
Okay? Yes. And, you know, he wouldn't say it if somebody wouldn't do it. And
right.
That's the thing is we have to tell people this now.
Also, that is the most New York cop heard in a while.
Big time.
In the best way possible.
Don't take selfie.
All right. ABC News just posted this a couple of minutes ago, that the closure of the waterway there. We're starting to get more details about the ships. I cannot think of what that website is that I'll be going to here during the break that shows you where all the ships in the world are and where they're going and where they're coming from, but I'll get to it here. But now we're starting to look at those ships that are in the harbor and can't get out and that are outside the harbor and can't get in. And there's a lot of them. They said the closure of that waterway because of the bridge collapse will immediately affect the arrival or departure of 8 foreign cargo vessels and 4 U.S. cargo vessels, according to an updated assessment. That's not a lot yet, but those numbers will pile up. At least the numbers trying to get in will pile up over time.
Right. And the amount of cargo actually does end up being significant because if you heard Chris Keel's report earlier this morning, you know that it's not likely to affect much here in the middle of the country because we're talking mostly export. Baltimore is a huge export harbor. Yes, they do import as well. But a lot of stuff leaves here from there. So, 8 vessels here, 4 vessels there. But multiply that by the number of containers you saw on that ship yesterday. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's not the number of vessels. Be looking at the tons of cargo and what's in those ships. And all that's online. You might have to pay for the version of it that tells you exactly what's in them. But you can. You can find out exactly what's in those cargo ships. Yeah, to me, the bigger concern is not ships getting out of the harbor, whoever stuck there. It's as they pile up outside Baltimore, what other ports have capacity and the ability are big enough and deep enough for those ships to come ashore.
Yeah, if there is a silver lining in that, that was another thing that Chris Keel mentioned this morning, was that this isn't a particularly heavy time for that kind of import-export traffic. So, I mean, it could have been worse. If this happened in the middle of summer or the end of summer, it would have been much worse or even into the fall. So now is kind of a light time, and that means that, yes, some of those other ports, even up into Canada, may very well be able to absorb some of that traffic.
All right, 913-586-7798 if you want in. Discussion is happening about Oak Street in the area of the new proposed stadium. Mayor Quentin Lucas made comments about it. Now we're hearing what might actually happen with the plan. Royals Chairman and CEO John Sherman has put out a statement now about that. John, I just sent that to you. We'll talk about that coming up next on KMBZ. 913-586-7798 is the phone number to get in here. We are 6 days before this election. Now is when you say, yeah, maybe we're going to move the stadium footprint then so that we don't have to close Oak Street because the mayor doesn't like it. We're 6 days before the vote.
Yeah, this might be why it was a bad idea to wait to reveal the location that you picked until less than a month before the vote. I'm just blue sky in here, but yeah, maybe that was a bad idea because anybody that came up with a good reason why you might not want to put it exactly where you want to put it didn't have time to say anything about it.
I am beside myself about it now. Absolutely at my wit's end. Frustrated at the process. It's getting really hard to support any of this plan, no matter how much I want a downtown stadium. And I do, man. I want the stadium to move downtown. It's not even becoming a question now of which site makes sense. This is an absolute, boy, disaster is not the right word. We are 6 days before the vote. There's a story in the Kansas City Star this morning saying Mayor Quentin Lucas likes the Crossroads location for the new stadium, but adamantly opposes closing Oak Street for the footprint. Let me describe to you the footprint as it currently sits, because it may not stay this way. This is just the part that's south of 670. Keeping in mind, they're going to do some stuff to the north. It is Grand Boulevard over to Locust Street, and then it's 670 down to 17th Street. The streets that fall in that footprint include McGee and then Oak, which is a pretty major thoroughfare that you're closing through there. And then what's this little street?
16th. You've got 16th going north and south, the other way. Yeah.
What's the other one?
Oh,
what's this big one? I can't tell. There's a street in between Oak and Locust that I can't identify immediately on my map. There are a couple other little streets. 16th would be closed as well. But Oak Street is the biggest north-south thoroughfare that runs through the footprint. It's major. The mayor says, I don't like that. I don't like you closing Oak Street. So John Sherman has come out and put out a statement saying, yeah, okay, you're right. We might just move the footprint then.
like that's just an easy thing to do. And see, here's the real problem with that. As they have it laid out now, the home plate would be effectively at the corner of 17th and Grand. Okay. So where Oak Street goes through now cuts right through the outfield, or at least the outfield bleachers. So it's not even a matter, because what they're saying right now is, well, they've got what they want to do is have after those outfield bleachers, that's where they want to have the connection to the new headquarters for the team. That's where they want the team offices and everything else like that is going to be located right in that block between Oak and between Oak and Locust and 15th and 17th. That's going to be the offices for the team, and it'll all be one big mush. But even if you take that out, even if you move the team headquarters somewhere else, Oak Street still cuts through the outfield.
We'll read the statement from John Sherman here in a second, but let's talk about the implications of this. Okay. There are a list of businesses, 16 to 25. I've heard a bunch of different numbers going around that if you move the footprint two blocks, those businesses don't have to move then because they wouldn't be in the footprint. But other businesses, particularly if you move it west, if you go toward Walnut Street and toward Broadway and toward the streetcar line, you lose a lot more businesses if you lose it west.
Sure.
A ton more. There are just Walnut Street alone, just Main Street, you would have so dozens and dozens of businesses if you move it west. If you move it east, that's less of a problem. But if you're moving it east, put it in the Crossroads then.
Yes.
Or excuse me, put it in the East Village then.
Yeah, keep going and put it back at the original site that everybody was convinced was going to be the one, because you're right. I mean, in order to do that, what you would have to do is where the Star building is right now would be where the headquarters would be. That would be the team headquarters instead of it bleeding out over Oak Street. So if you want to leave Oak Street alone, you go ahead and do that, and then you're shutting off Grand. Great.
There's only so far west you can go.
Yep.
You can't go to Main Street. Streetcars on Main Street.
Yep.
So you can't go to Main Street.
So, yeah, the only other option would be Walnut and close off Grand and do it that way. You're right. You're moving the entire thing two blocks west. But what are you losing in there? I mean, it's... Okay, I'm just looking at it. Record Bar, the Camel Truman, Lofts.
The Truman Theater.
Right, the Belfry is gone. I mean, you just keep going, and there's so much in there. We're already talking about how many millions of dollars that they're going to spend to move the businesses that they were going to do for this part of the plan. Now you're going to add all of those? Okay.
I'm going to let's read the statement real quick. We'll take a break. And then if you have thoughts here, 913-586-7798. I have more thoughts than I have words at this moment. I'm just absolutely completely flabbergasted by it. Let me go back to where I was. Okay. So this was the Yes on One group, the Yes on One Jackson County, which is the pro vote group, put this out and said, today, the committee to keep the Chiefs and Royals in Jackson County released the following statement from John Sherman. I want to thank Quentin Lucas for his leadership and tireless advocacy, blah, blah, blah. We've been listening to members of the Crossroads community and had thoughtful conversations with the mayor and city council to improve the ballpark district impact. Through these conversations, we have come to realize the importance of keeping Oak Street open. We acknowledge Oak Street is an important part of the downtown experience, and therefore we agree to change the ballpark district design to keep Oak Street open.
Good luck. Maybe there is a way to do that. Maybe there is a way to do that. I don't see it happening because it dramatically changes. You would have to make the ballpark smaller. And I don't think anybody is going to be down for that. Because what you could do is if you can fit it in between Oak Street and Grand. Yeah, if you can fit it between Oak Street and Grand just for the ballpark itself. But then again, you're shaving off the bleachers in right field. So how are you going to regain those seats? I mean, it would make that footprint very strange. And then even if you do have the offices where the KC Star building is now, or actually it would be across the street, across Oak Street, you can build a pedestrian bridge from the stadium to those buildings and have Oak Street run underneath it. But you're jamming that thing in there. I don't know if it's going to fit.
So we have to get to a break, but Channel 5 just tweeted, that we'll hear more from John Sherman this afternoon. I don't know if that means he's going to do a news conference. We'll look very diligently to see what that means. And if he says anything, we obviously will, we'll carry that. I'm out. I am out. Do they have any clue what they're doing? I'm out.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, and briefly, I know we've got to get to a break. We can talk more about this in a minute. The people that you were finding online who were saying, you know what, I haven't seen the news leases yet. Well, that's because nobody has. And we'll get to that coming up
done.
As well.
All right. We'll take a break. Feel free to give us a call. Be back here in just a few minutes on KMBZ.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Things happen fast, apparently.
Here we go.
If you missed it, again, we are 6 days away from this vote. I just can't even deal with it. So Mayor Quentin Lucas said, who has not publicly talked a lot about the vote, but came out and was openly and publicly adamantly against the closing of Oak Street for the stadium footprint. Well, we can go through the map for you here in a second, because I know it might be hard to imagine. And with the current footprint being where it was, you had about 20 businesses that were going to have to close. But it took up that footprint, consumes the site of the Star Building, which was part of the point. Building's not, take that building out or do whatever you're going to do and take up that space. So John Sherman just announced this morning, yeah, okay, we'll keep Oak Street open. That's literally what he said. Through conversations, we have come to realize the importance of keeping Oak Street open. We agree to change the ballpark district design to keep Oak Street open.
And gave no details.
Although Channel 5 said we're going to hear more from him this afternoon. I don't know exactly what that means. We'll get to your calls here in a second. But for those who are not in front of a map, allow us a second just to describe what we're talking about. So again, the current footprint for the stadium would be 670 on the north, or Truman Road on the north side, down to 17th, Grand Boulevard on the west side, and Locust on the east side. Oak Street is the big street. Somebody said it's six lanes. I think that's right. Oak Street is the big street that runs along the Kansas City Star Building and is right in the middle of that footprint. I'm going through scenarios in which you could move the stadium footprint. You got to move it two blocks, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe more. You got to move it at least two blocks. If you move it two blocks to the east, what I said to you might be wrong. You still take up the Star Building, maybe. It depends on what they're counting as a block. Or you lose the Star Building. No, you'd have to lose the Star Building in order to keep Oak Street open.
Yeah, if you move the entire thing to the other side of Oak Street, to the east side of Oak Street, then it doesn't do anything for the Star Building. The Star Building stays there.
That's a better way to put it, to move it to the other side of Oak Street. If you go much further than that, if you go much further east than that, you're running into 71 Highway.
Yep.
So if your other option is to move it west to the other side of Oak Street to the west, you still get to take out the Star Building then, but that gets you to Walnut Street, or maybe, what is that? What is that street right there?
Maine is the next big one.
No, what's the one next to Maine?
The little teeny one? Yeah. Oh, I can't remember.
It's not showing up on my map, so it doesn't matter that much. But you get Walnut Street's your next big one, and there are so many businesses on Walnut Street. I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. You can't go to Main Street because of the streetcar. Move it to the cross, or move it to East Village. Put it in the East Village.
Yeah, it's going to be the only solution. We'll go to the phones. If you've got, I mean, if this is just baffling you as much as it is us to try to get this far into the thing. Like I said, the only thing that I can see that makes any sense at all is to somehow keep Grand Boulevard running through on the, just barely on the east side of the stadium, and then have some kind of pedestrian bridge or something else like that. But even that, it just doesn't make any sense. They've got a lot of work to do here. If they're talking about keeping Oak Street open, they've got a tremendous amount of work to do here, and 5 days or 6 days in which to tell everybody what the plan is.
Real quick, a couple of you have suggested put a tunnel for Oak Street. Run Oak Street under the stadium footprint.
Boy.
Maybe that's the way to do it.
Well, yeah, but see, okay, well, you can't do that either. And I'll tell you why. Because all of a sudden, if you drop it down there and go under the stadium, now you're putting Grand Boulevard on exactly the same level as 670. Crossing 670, you can't. There's not enough room to get you back up to street level.
So, okay, I don't get what you mean.
So so you're approaching from the south. You get to Oak Street and 17th, and you go into a tunnel down underneath the stadium. You've got to get back up and over.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Once you get to 670. Otherwise, you're taking Grand Boulevard and making it a cross street to an interstate. You can't do that.
So what's on the other side? What? Oh, because you hit T-Mobile Center. If you go.
Sure.
You're right. If you, because you're absolutely right. You have to come back up on Oak. And if you do that just on the other side of Truman Road, to your left, to your west, is T-Mobile Center.
Yep.
Could you keep going? Could you do it further north, like 13th?
Wow.
Or 12th? I mean, the further you run that tunnel, the more money that's going to cost.
But then, I mean, now you're talking about having to dig down not only underneath the stadium, but underneath the interstate, which is already recessed there. That's already a level down. So, yeah, no. Unfortunately, I don't think that works at all. I mean, for the same reason that we keep talking about, what are we going to do about the Independence Avenue Bridge? You keep going down far enough, you're going to hit water.
I am beside myself.
Let's go to the phones and bring in Dave in Wyandotte, who's been hanging on with us for a while. Dave, you've heard us just baffled by all of this. I can't imagine what you're thinking.
Well, I heard the announcement earlier, and I called in last week. You guys are awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
And Sly called in. This, and Johnny, this is probably the best case study of how not to run a PR campaign.
No joke.
Yeah. Literally.
Classes will be taught about this.
Oh, my God. Well, and this just, like what I told, told the screener guys is, this shows to me the absolute disorganization and desperation is the better word for the Royals. They're grasping at anything they can do. And the fact that we are now 6 days away, and now here's this plan from, not to have a pun, right field coming in. This is a bad idea on every conceivable level. Like I said last week, I'm a hard no. And somebody asked me earlier if I had voted early, and I said, no, I plan on voting April 2nd. But even if I had voted, what they did today, I think, guys, just sows more confusion into the deal. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Uh-huh. I'm very confused. So, yes, I agree fully with that.
And I don't understand the Walnut thing. There's no way that can work. There's way too many businesses on that.
Yeah, you can't.
That have been there for a long time. That are good businesses and well established.
I can't believe that Mayor Q thinks this whole idea in this place is a good idea. I listen to you guys all the time. I love your show. I know he calls in. It'd be interesting. You guys ought to reach out because he'll talk to you privately. Probably.
Oh, we have. You know,
yeah. What he thinks about today's announcement.
You anyway, got it.
You guys have a wonderful afternoon.
Dave, thank you.
Appreciate it, Dave.
Case study. You take care.
You Bye-bye. Got it. Yeah, you
and
do the same.
Thanks for the kind words.
And he's right. You know, it's funny because we had kind of talked a little bit months ago about how, even though city government isn't directly involved in this, that it was odd that we hadn't heard really very much at all from Mayor Lucas about this. For or against, he just didn't have very much to say. Mm-hmm. And now pipes up with, you can't shut down Oak Street like that. And this is, again, the problem. It almost makes it look directed, that they didn't want to release any information because they knew if we wait until the last minute, it shuts down the amount of time that people would have to raise objections.
Like, did they not have a conversation with the mayor before they decided where to draw the lines on the map?
Why would you want to talk to him? I mean, come on. You know, yeah, right. It just makes no sense whatsoever. Let's see if Ashley in Kansas City can save us. Hello, Ashley.
Hi. No, I can't. I cannot save us. Sorry. This is absolutely absurd. They need to pull this from the ballot, regroup, figure out exactly what's going on, and then try to get it back on the ballot for November or if there's an August election in August. This is ridiculous. People who are informed voters are so confused right now. My mom is very up on the news and what's going on. She is a Jackson County voter. And, you know, if somebody, I'm Platt now, but if I had to vote on this, I'm voting no, because you don't know what you're doing, obviously.
Yeah, I agree.
And Mayor Lucas, I'm not real happy with him because he didn't speak out about this before. He's been touting it and saying, yeah, let's do it. But obviously he wasn't even informed. What is going on with these people? I mean, my senior in high school could have put together a better plan than what these guys are doing. This is just not cool. And I think anybody who was a yes vote for it, like I got the inclination that Jamie had been, is going, no, I can't vote for something that I don't know what's really going on. If they don't know what's going on, how are we as the public supposed to know what's going on?
Yeah, I agree with it. Ashley, thank you. I mean, there are pieces of this that I still like. I still think that that area over 635 should be topped off, capped off, and make a park out of it. I think that's a great idea. You know, having a downtown green space like that is wonderful, but not at the expense of everything else that's going to have to change around there. And I mean, we're already talking about a stadium that's losing 3,000 seats to what Kauffman has now, right? So now if you start taking off those bleachers on the right field side, how many more are you losing, and where are you going to make them up? What are you going to have, the world's tallest baseball stadium? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and to Ashley's point, a no vote for me also comes from John Sherman's willingness to just change the plans that he sold to the public at any random time.
Yep.
People are voting. Like, we can talk about the leases, and we can talk about the CBA, and we can talk about all that. But from where I sit, people are voting primarily on, do you want the stadium to be in the Crossroads, or do you not? And they don't really care. It's not an issue of leaving it where it is, or it's a question of, do you want it to be in the Crossroads?
But with this many details hanging out there like that, it just, how can you make an informed decision? How could you possibly?
You can't. So I look at a map again and ask, so what will be most important to him? Keeping the Star building in the footprint or not? How many businesses are you willing to move? And John, that's a part of town I really like. There's a lot of businesses there I hit often. Could you move it? And I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth, but here we are. Could you move it to the other side of Power and Light?
Oh.
Could you move it north of Power and Light? You don't have the Star building in it.
No, it's true.
But you don't have as many businesses there. What you have a lot more of is residential. But could you move it like Admiral Boulevard down to, you know, to 9th or 10th?
I don't know nearly enough about that area, unfortunately. I mean, I know where you're still talking about, but I don't know what's there.
Oak Street is still a problem. I take everything I just said back.
And yeah,
Oak Street is still a problem, and you're still close to Main Street because of the streetcar.
And you still have a giant building you can't do anything with.
Right. Yeah. We have to get to a break, and we'll get to your calls. Somebody just asked, so again, if you missed the announcement, some of you were tuning in, Mayor Quentin Lucas said, I'm adamant about not closing Oak Street, which runs right through the middle of the stadium footprint. So John Sherman said today, okay, fine, we'll keep Oak Street open. He's not said how. John, do you know in your head the East Village borders of that, what that site would have been?
Yeah, roughly. I mean, it's the big parking lots out behind the government buildings.
Okay. Well, I'll look a little bit closer. I can't remember exactly because I ruled out that a while ago. To me, this goes to the East Village.
Yeah. And we're talking roughly 13th Street on one side, 9th Street on the other, and between like Cherry and Charlotte.
Cherry and Charlotte. Why can I not find them? I see Troost.
Charlotte is the one that mirrors.
I was too far east.
That mirrors 70.
That's the answer. We have to get to a break. 913-586-7798. I am willing to keep going after 11 o'clock if we have people who want to get in. This is the biggest development in the story that we've had in a while. We'll be back with your calls next on KMBZ. All right. John Sherman, majority owner of the Kansas City Royals, made the announcement today that they are going to change the stadium plans so that Oak Street does not have to close. That's after Mayor Quentin Lucas said he was very concerned about the closure of Oak Street. He didn't think it was necessary. too many small businesses there, too big of a thoroughfare.
And let me correct something I said a little while ago when we were talking about the East Village site. I said it was 13th to 9th. It's actually 11th to 9th, and then between Charlotte and Cherry Street. You could go as far as 12th Street because, again, you're talking about two blocks that have nothing on them, which would—
but then you hit a federal—
right, and then you hit the federal building. But, you know, that would also
take
give
out
you
municipal court and city hall.
The parking lot. Yeah, the municipal court is on the other side of Cherry Street. But, yeah, you would lose the parking lot for that. But what that would allow you to do, if you take that entire block up, is to do the same thing and have the headquarters there while you have the stadium in the next four-square block area, which is what they're talking about doing. But, you know, closing off those roads wouldn't necessarily do as much damage. However, that does, again, put parking at a premium.
Feel free to call. This is what we're talking about here for a while. Feel free to get in.
It's just every time something like this happens, and we didn't have to have this time crunch. We could have gone back to last September when they said we're going to have a location available. We're going to know where we're going to be by September. And if this had happened then, we would have had 5 months to hash out all of these— 6 months to hash out all of these last minute concerns that didn't have to be last minute concerns.
All right. I'm told we don't have time to get calls in. Lisa, I know we have other callers on hold. Hang with us and we'll get to your calls coming up. John Sherman is expected to say something this afternoon. I think that would be a good idea. I think he needs— at this point, I think he needs to make himself available to every reporter in town in the same room for as long as it takes to answer every question here, because people need to be getting it directly from him. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to more of your calls next on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.